This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Driving right into the greasy garage this week here on Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting in the behind the General Motors steering wheel. Why not? An old one, 1916 Chevrolet. Welcome into the greasy garage right next door to the Auto World Plaza here in Boise, Idaho, live each and every week for you, folks. I have a microphone in my right hand and a wrench in the other to help you with your car needs, wants, how comes, why is my estimate so high, or is that the right number, Mark? Is that bill that I just paid? Can I ask for half my money back? Oh, yeah. So, with that said, I'm here to help you. I am. Truthfully. And we are here to not only help you, but to have fun. That's what it's all about. Before I get going here, I know I'm sitting in the car, but we still got to have the open sign up, don't we? Let's get that impact gun going here, guys. Oh, yeah. Dang it, I think I just broke the glass on the window trying to use my impact gun to put the open sign up. I can get fixed. It's just glass. Not. No, it doesn't. This 1916 doesn't even have any glass in it. It's got side curtains. Convertible. It's a baby grand. This is the model of it. Very first year for electric option. Electric option. Well, here in Auto World today, the word is electric. EV. And why? Well, I'm going to shoot out this question. And before I shoot out the question and the news of the week that just came out from General Motors, I want to do a little shout-out. I said a shout-out to a gentleman that just called in on our last hour, Earl, and he got to talk to him on break a little bit. He's looking for a 1949 Cadillac Fastback. So if you do know someone or you have one that you would like to sell, he said he does not need it to be showroom conditioned by any means. He's willing to get greasy. Oh, that's what I like to hear. He wants to put the life back into it. You can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and let's get you two together. Let's get that car back on the road and get going. And if you do have one and you decide, well, I want to sell it to Earl, do. And that way you have that money to buy maybe another car to get going on that project. See, that's how all that works. But I want to do a shout out to, he was listening down in Texas, and where at? Well, he said that he was down in the Texas area, and that shout out to our station there. KEYS 1440 AM, Corpus Christi, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Texas. Welcome. Thank you for being there, of course. And thank you, Earl, again, for tuning in. And it's a present each and every week to hear from each and every one of you coming in and sharing your wants and your needs or whatever you might do. What? How come or why? And again, I want to back the bus up here a little bit. Beep, 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 beep. And Dustin, he had actually, in the first hour, he actually sent an email, and I read it, and he's talking about he got the wrong tires on his Ford. He emailed me back and stated that he has a Ford F-350. That's a big boy truck, Dusty, and he's listening, of course, in the Cedar City, Utah area, and that's our fine affiliate down there, KAZZ 1400 AM, Cedar City, Hurricane Leeds, New Harmony, Utah, just north of Zion National Park. So I wanted to kind of follow up a little bit here on Dusty's problem with his tires. He ended up wanting 10 plies on that F-350, and he got 2 plies, and he said that he has a mountain with a snowflake in the center. And what that means is that is the rule and the law that that has to be on the side of the tire if it is a winter tire. We call them winter tires, not snow tires anymore. You can call them snow, but no, they're called a winter tire. So a winter tire is designed for 45 degrees and colder. And truthfully, on an F-350 Ford truck, Dusty's towing a lot of goodies and horse trailers and snowmobiles and a lot of toys. And so that's a soft putty tire. And no, he does not need. And that's why he's got a vibration. And I just want to follow up and kind of let everybody know that. And that I did emailing back on the break a little bit here and saying that he needs to go in and get that information on his Google.com cell phone to show that mountain and that snowflake. Walk into the tire store, get the manager, just walk out and say, hey, I ordered and wanted 10-ply tires and not winter tires. And you sold me, see on the side, it says right here, 2-ply. On the side of the tire, and that mountain and snowflake, well, here, just hand that cell phone to the manager of the tire store and let him read what Google.com says, which will be on Wikipedia.org. But anyway, it'll say that that's a snow tire. And Dusty's going to do that, and he's going to get back with us and let us know that they'll more than likely, truthfully, swap tires out for him and get him some 10-plies that he wanted. See, it's best to keep a customer than to lose one. Because, as you know, all of you know this, once you find your mechanic, no one's perfect. Absolutely. I'm not perfect as a mechanic technician. No. Sometimes, most of the time, I'm wrong. No. I try not to be wrong, but that's just it. The longer you're in the field, which I've been now 45 years, the more you've seen, smelled, touched, tasted, and the more stories we've heard from you. Yes, you coming into our shops telling us the same story that we heard time and time again. So you're not the only one with the problem. Everybody has the same type of problem you might have. So don't be bashful right here on Auto World. I want to hear from you. Share it with us, and two heads are better than one. In this case, 5 million. So the number here since 1992 at Auto World, 855-660-4261. Now I want to hear from your opinion. I want your opinion. Rant or rave. General Motors this last week announced General Motors wants to end sales of gas and diesel engine vehicles by the year 2035 as part of their broader pledge to become carbon neutral by 2040. Oh boy. Huh? What do you think? A lot of stuff going on. Well, a lot of the other car companies, like other car companies committed to the climate pledge, include BMW, Ford, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, and Volvo. There's just a few of them. Several regions and nations plan to ban or limit new sales of new combustion engine vehicles, including Norway, by 2025, the United Kingdom by 2030, and California and Japan by 2035, and California by 2035 also. The automaker, General Motors, that is, has launched into the transition as money. They're putting their money where their mouth is, folks. $27 billion in electric vehicle and autonomous auto development between 2020 and 2025. So each and every hour here of Auto World is each and every hour is different. Now, that's just a little bit of more information I didn't give any of you that were listening the first hour. You got it the second hour. The third hour, I've got even some more information for you about this. No more gas, no more diesel engines, all electric? I don't know. You're more than welcome to email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, with your opinion. Call AutoWorld, 855-660-4261, and or use Facebook. You can message me. I will also read your Facebook comments if you'd like me to. You can type right in there on the messenger on the Facebook site. You can read it or not read it. I will not say your last name or give them your home address, just your first name, okay? So, and if you'd like me to make up a name, like if you were Joe and you really want to be in your Sally, I'll call you Joe and you can be Sally because you are Sally. So that's how all that works. Here in Auto World, what is Auto World? You ask, well, Auto World is interactive, informative in all things automotive. No, your coupons never expire here, folks. Your coupons are good throughout each and every hour. No mask needed. Thanks for joining me in all this, and I do appreciate that. And we're going to go to the email bag this second hour, and also I've got some Volkswagen news. It's not good. They got fined. Oh, boy. Volkswagen again, huh? Yeah. But I got a story to share with you, a little short story here. Why not? Huh? Okay, because this just came into this here at Auto World email wise, and it's kind of neat trivia to be shared by one of our listeners. He says the first illuminated traffic signal was installed in London, England, in 1868. It was manually turned on and consisted of two gas lamps, one red and one green. We're going to take a little short break. I'm going to grab some more popcorn. put some butter on it this time. We'll be right back right here on Auto World from the Greasy Garage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Oh. Now this is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Which model do you have? You never can tell. Well, get any model. All of them are good, as long as you're burning some gasoline, huh? Well, that question's back out there. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you each and every week, and you taking your time to be with us here. We are in the Greasy Garage this week, live, sitting in the 16 Chevrolet. Ah, the smell of the old car. I love it. I tell you what. Talk about, give you a good, we're talking to Dusty in the first hour a little bit about his tires and all. Let's give you a little bit of break and let you know you think your tires cost money. I had to get tires for the 16 Chevrolet because they were the original tires that were on it. Baby grand wood spoke wheels. And again, that car is rock. Sitting in my driveway without tires on it, it wouldn't move. So it turns it into a rock. Think about that for a minute. That's how much your tires mean to you on your car. Make sure you have the right tires. I had to buy tires and tubes and all that, and they're quite spendy. How much were your tires per tire? 100? 150? Do I hear two? Do I hear 300? Do I hear, oh, you say you have a Ferrari. Okay, so you spent $350 for your tire times four, because you've got four shoes on your horse, don't you? Well, that 16 Chevrolet had to be custom-built tires from Lester Tire Company. I do want to thank Lester for building those, Lester Tire Company for doing it for me, and at $1,000 a piece. Now, doesn't that make you feel good now about your $350 Ferrari or Lamborghini tires? Whew. But that's just it. I got to have tires on the thing just to push it in and out to lube it, get it greasy here in the Greasy Garage Studio. I had to save my beans for quite a few years to get those tires done, but now it's alive. That's all that matters. That bad boy's alive. Well, here on Auto World, General Motors is the topic here this week, and again, I want to hear from you with what General Motors came out with this last week, saying that they're going to actually stop literally selling you, me, everybody, what? Gas and diesel vehicles. I want your opinion, folks. Definitely want your opinion with that. On Facebook, let's go out to do some housekeeping. Let you know you can reach me on Facebook Messenger and all too. Definitely. Mark Evans. Just look for Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting there with a microphone in my face and headphones on my head. And also you can go to Auto World Radio. It's a bit easier to get me on the Mark Evans side, but I welcome each and every one of you to go over to Auto World Radio Facebook. You'll love the old car ads we've got on there and a lot of other things that folks are posting, and you'll just enjoy it. And with that said, but the General Motors thing, I want your opinion. Definitely. Do you believe in it? Do you want it? Do you want it to come this way? Do you want it to go that way? What do you think the oil companies are going to do? They're going to go out of business. Will it cause the oil companies to go out of business? You know, will they stop it? Will they stop the oil company from going out of business? Like Exxon, Mobil, Shell? Will this happen? Literally? Yeah. I said in the first hour, is this a publicity type of thing that General Motors is doing to get their name out there in the news? Oh, and is our new president signing executive orders to help EVs, electric vehicles? Good question, Mark. See, I just shoot that out there to you. John here on our social networking and Facebook. John writes, in 1972, GM planned to have 90% of its fleet powered by rotary engines by 1980. Yeah, that happened. Thanks, John. Appreciate you commenting. Each and every comment means a lot to all of us. Gets us thinking about it. That was a couple years ago, wasn't it, John? Back in 1972. Think about that. A lot of our listeners might not have even been born yet. But see, there you are. Meaning that history comes around, doesn't it? And rotary engines are still here, of course. But I want to hear your opinion. How to do that is Axelrod Alex. Oh, yeah, Axelrod Alex. He's sitting right there in the Genesis Communications Network behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine to mix you right into the blend at 855-660-4261. Welcome your calls. And for you folks that are on delayed stations listening to me right now at noon or at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whichever day you're listening, I do appreciate you listening, tuning in. You can reach me at your opinion of this on my email side, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, or Facebook Messenger. That'll work. I want to get back. Fred, let's do a shout-out. Fred, right before the break, I was reading what Fred sent me some trivia. See, it's not all about repair or fixing. It's about trivia also. Fred, he actually, let's do a shout out. Fred is listening on. He sent us some trivia about traffic signals, and we're going to talk. I'm going to read that here in a second. Well, I'm going to do a shout out first and foremost. He's listening on WTNW 820 AM. Jasper and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Good to have you folks along, Tennessee. Good to have you along. Fred, thank you. And he says, here's some trivia for you, Mark. The first illuminated traffic signal was installed in London, England in 1868. It was manually turned and consisted of two gas lamps, one red and one green, with the signal arms atop of a pole shortly after its first debut. However, it blew up when the lamps were being lit, killing a policeman. Boy, things have changed. I'm sure glad, you know, that's not happening now. Thank you, Fred, from Tennessee, for sending that in to us. I do appreciate that. Absolutely. And now I want to, while you're thinking about that, your opinion, your rant, your rave about that carbon footprint that General Motors has been talking, that they're not going to sell you a gas or a diesel vehicle. I don't know about this. Well, think about that for a minute, though. Overall, the picture of it, the picture of no more gas or diesel, are they going to make you go into the electric side? Are you going to do that? You know, the charging stations, is there enough of them? I don't know. We got to think about that. Well, this just in here at Auto World, a teletype didn't go off. It's broke today. I don't know why, but it's broke. I got to hit it with a hammer. First, Fiat Chrysler agrees to plead guilty to pay $30 million in that UAW probe that they did. What's that all about? Oh, $30 million. They agreed. They're guilty. And for you folks that were in the labor dispute, I congratulate you. And, well, let's just do it. Let's give you a high five. I'll give you another high five. You did it. Fiat Chrysler's got to pay $30 million. They agreed to pay it on the workman's scandal that was going on, and there we are. It's fixed. And you get what you needed. That's congratulations to each and every one of you. We got to keep you rocking and rolling. And I'm proud to say that you're all going to be well paid. That's good. When it comes to that automotive paycheck, that's what you need to keep it rocking and rolling. Absolutely. Now, here on Auto World 2, you know, that's the whole thing with, we're going to take a short break, but I'm going to announce the homework a little bit early to give you some time to think about that. Love homework. We'll be right back, right here, from the Greasy Garage, from the Auto World Plaza.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden said Friday that his COVID relief bill will pass with or without Republican support. Today, Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, indicated that the White House is open to a compromise, telling CNN State of the Union.
We welcome input to say where we may have not gotten everything right, where we could be more effective. Certainly, that's part of the process.
Senator Bernie Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's willing to compromise, but the time to act is now.
The issue is not, you know, bipartisanship. The issue is, are we going to address the incredible set of crises and the pain and the anxiety which is in this country? If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises. That's great.
10 Republican senators are out with a plan of their own today. That's roughly a third the size of Biden's proposal. The senators are requesting a meeting to begin bipartisan negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Road 66.
Oh, yeah, the smell of fuel in a full-size automobile, the gas tank's overflowing, and the gas smell fumes. Oh, yeah, don't light a match. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage. This is Auto World. Right in the Greasy Garage this week, sitting in a 1916 Chevrolet, a car that I've had for quite a few years, came to me by, from a listener of radio. And again, just like Earl here on the first hour, I was looking for a 49 Cadillac, and a shout out to all each and every one of you. If you do, I don't mind. I've been talking and thinking about doing a segment here on Auto World to help you, each and every one of you, maybe sell your car or find you a car. And Earl, he's going to get the ball started. Thank you, Earl, listening in Texas, of course. He called in at the last hour, but yeah, he wants a 49 Cadillac, sweet back fleet line type fast back. Looks like it's fast sitting still. And, so if you do know of anybody or have one that you want to sell, go ahead and reach out to me and I'll get with him and we'll get you two together. Hey, that'd be fun to go down and do a trip to see her live and down in Texas. My aunt lives down there in Dallas, Texas. Good to drop by and say hi to her and see what she's driving now. Anyway, to do that, you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or the Auto World phone number that we've had forever since 1992, 855-660-4261. Now, it is time, folks, to play that game that we like to do here on Auto World, and it's called Name That Sound. So we're going to listen up, get your ears on, turn them up, turn those ears up. We're going to ask Axelrod Alex to go ahead and give us that sound. So with that said, name that sound. Sounds like my popcorn maker here at the Greasy Garage. Whew. Because I've been thinking about getting that thing tuned up. Name that sound. And it has everything to do with Auto World. Your Auto World. Cars. Trucks. 855-660-4261. It's time now for a little bit more trivia. Hey, why not? In 1980, we were talking about Chrysler with that fine earlier. Uh-oh, here's another one. But back in 1980, facing bankruptcy, Chrysler receives a large loan from the United States government. Chrysler quickly rebounds and pays off the loan by 1983. Of course, 7 years earlier. Well, congratulations. And they just got done paying $30 million to help you. Our listeners are great people that are making the Fiat Chrysler cars. And there's a lot of great cars out there under that nameplate, isn't there? Hopefully you're driving one. And again, if you do have a smell or a sound or you don't understand what's going on with that estimate or that repair bill or should I get it repaired, you know, the tire lights are flashing and then it's staying on and you've put air in the tire and the tire light's still on. And this is something that let's just right now talk a little bit about. Each and every one of you do have a tire light on your dash. And why did they do that? It's a safety thing. They know that a lot of us, we don't have the full service gas station anymore where you drive in and you know, ding, ding, like we have here at the Greasy Garage. And the attendant runs out to help you check the oil, check the air on the tires. So we're all fast and furious trying to get gas at the gas pumps. And as General Motors stated, no more in 2035, I guess. It's going to be going in and plugging your car in somewhere. Well, with that said, your tire pressure monitoring system that's in each and every wheel is the valve stem, by the way. You see the rubber valve stem where you put air in it? Well, on the back side where you can't see inside the wheel is the tire pressure monitoring that has a little round watch battery in it. Those watch batteries are only going to, it's going to power that TPMS sensor and make it go. Now, those little watch batteries in those sensors, folks, only last about 5 to 7 years, roughly. Depends on the climate that you're living in. So if you've got a tire light on, it won't go away. You're going to need, literally, a new tire pressure monitor. So they have to break the tire down, put a new tire pressure monitor in there, and get you all set, get you going again. And if you're 5 to 7 years old, those batteries only last that long. So they need to be thrown away. No, you can't just put a new battery in there. You got to buy the whole tire pressure monitoring system, which is that sensor that's in the wheel. They start at $35 and go on up. Depends on the car you're driving. So a little bit of Auto World tip there for you. Hey, let's go back. We've got trivia going, and Earl, he's back with us here from Texas. Hi, Earl.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hi, Earl. You there?
I can hear you.
Yes, I am. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that car you fired up, it sounded like a nitro burning fuel car.
Oh, you think it's
a fuel dragster?
A fuel dragster?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and what's it doing? How's that sound coming through?
I don't know if it's at a cackle fest or if they, you know, just firing it up and going to run it.
Oh, now say that word again. You called it a what?
A cackle fest, where they line these cars up, you know, at events, and they'll fire them up, you know, usually on gasoline. And then they'll switch it over to nitro. And we have these at some events back before the pandemic. And that's what it sounded like, you know, lighting up a nitro car.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you see any flames coming out of the pipes usually?
Yeah.
Have you done?
Night makes a really pretty show, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have any? Have you ever had flamethrowers, Earl, on your cars?
No, but I've been around a lot of drag racing.
Oh yeah.
No, I haven't. But speaking of flamethrowers, I'm trying to design something. I got a Z06 with boilers on it, and I would like to. And I've seen something like this on a motorcycle one time, but I would like to have a lightning ring, and I'm machining some long, slim deals. I use them on motorcycles. You know, it gives them some curve speed when you put them in a megaphone. You know, it sticks out about 3 inches and tapers from about 1 inch down to zero.
Yeah.
If I can get a ring light that don't burn up, I want to do that on the exhaust.
Do that on your Z06?
Right.
Oh, that'd be awesome looking. That'd let them know you're coming, wouldn't it?
Let them know I'm going.
Yeah. What color is your Z06?
Millennium blue.
Ooh, that's pretty. That's pretty. Well, now I know we talked earlier, and you're not computer savvy and all that, and you don't, you know, that's fine. And you said, did you say you had a brother-in-law had a computer that you could look at stuff on?
He does.
Okay.
I don't have his email address handy, but yeah, I just stand over his shoulder, you know, whenever I'm looking for parts, you know. And
sure.
Yeah. Stuff. He can find me everything but a 49 Cadillac.
Yeah, we'll find you one. But if you would get with your brother-in-law. And I want you to, you're going to see that blue on a car that I have. That car that you have, that blue that you just talked about on your
Z06. Yes, sir.
I have that same blue on a car. It's a 37 Ford sedan delivery, and it's on my Facebook page, Earl. And you're more than welcome. Yeah, you'll see that on my Facebook page, and you're more than welcome, along with all our other listeners, to tune in. Just go to Facebook and have your brother-in-law type in Mark Evans, and you'll see that... You'll see a picture of that blue 37 Ford sedan delivery and my yellow 38 Plymouth Coupe. And so I do like those blues. That's my favorite color. So I'm going to have to sneak out to Texas, Earl, and see if I can't get a test drive at that Z06.
Well, if you get down here, give me a holler for sure.
Why don't we do this? I'll just bring my equipment, and we'll put some flamethrowers out the back of that Z06.
Well,
should we do it? Why not?
I mean, you usually change to a rich mixture for the flamethrowers, right?
Well, yeah, I have a 57 Chevy half-ton pickup that I put some flamethrowers on it. I built it myself, that design. You can buy the flamethrowing kit, but I did it myself, and it's very... Actually, pretty technical. It's a spark plug back there, and you have to have a coil. Of course, a 12-volt coil.
I'm familiar with that, but you can run your stock mixture?
You can. The secret to it all is a toggle switch, and what you do is you start your engine up, and you get up to operating temperatures, and then, of course, you bring the idle up on your normal engine, about 2,500, and then turn the engine off. And when you turn the engine off, it shoots gas out the exhaust pipe, and that's when you flip the switch on to light those spark plugs up. We're going to take a short break. Earl, thank you for calling. I'm going to get your address, and we'll send you out some goodies, okay? Hang on just a second. I'll be right back. We'll be right back right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time, Auto World time. Hey, thanks for being here, folks, here from the Greasy Garage studio. I'm in the Greasy Garage this week, literally sitting in a 16 Chevrolet, smelling the grease. The smell of the old antique car, gasoline, of course, that I've pre-mixed to make sure that it's not unleaded. Leaded fuel, high octane, so this bad boy will run. Crank start, of course, and it's got it's a baby grand, first year of electric option. That means that yes, it has a starter on the flywheel, and as soon as I hit that little stick on the floor, I push down with my foot, it ignites. It's a 6-volt system. It ignites the starter that's on the flywheel, and as soon as it fires up, with me playing trombone with the timing, trombone with the choke, moving the slider with the timing on the steering wheel and the idle with my foot, and on and on and on. Finally, she fires up, and the starter turns into the generator and gives me little bitty headlights out front. And what else? The thing I really like is my horn. We use it for shout outs at all times here to shout out to our affiliates. And so that's what it is. And it has changed a little bit. Now that's a Chevrolet. And now Chevrolet, I want your opinion. Of course, Chevrolet is saying, General Motors is saying that this last week that they're going to end sales of gas and diesel vehicles pretty much in 2035. And they want to be carbon neutral by 2040. And like I was reading before, there's a lot of other countries that are goodbye to gas and diesel. So I want to hear your opinion right here in Auto World. You can email me with your opinion, rant or rave, please. Let me hear it. Your telephone is your microphone. Your keyboard, your fingers, also your microphone, but you're typing it to me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number 855-660-4261. Now it's time to get to that Volkswagen news. Volkswagen, carbon dioxide, CO2, what is it? Well, it's talking about the exhaust pipe and carbon neutral. Volkswagen, lags in 2020 with emissions target. They were fined $121 million. Volkswagen was, yes, they were fined because their CO2, carbon dioxide, coming out of the exhaust pipe, not good. Not as clean as it's supposed to be. Remember back in, was it 2015? The illegal software they put in the diesel cars? And some of you might even own those cars today, costing them back then $30 million. Today, $121 million on the gas side of the coin. I'm kind of scratching my head here, wondering, where's all this money coming from? Is the percentage of sales that the profit side that high? Must be, because they keep writing these big checks. Well, on the good side of the coin, Volkswagen, they're on track for delivery of EVs in the EU, EVs in the EU, as well as Britain and Iceland and Norway. They sold more than 315,000 units, and that makes them, Volkswagen, a leading name in the EV market over there in the EU, with a quarter of all of them being electric in Western Europe. Yes, it's going back. I never thought that I would be talking a lot about electric cars, but I am anymore, and that's okay. We're just going to keep you all informed. And some good news also on this fine thing on Volkswagen. Well, Daimler and BMW, they managed to meet their CO2 carbon dioxide standards in Europe. And you know how they did that? Well, look at there. In Europe, they did beat it because of the rise in sales of their plug-in hybrid vehicles. Oh. Well, think about that for a minute. So you sell more hybrid vehicles, causing the whole entire fleet to be more hybrid, causing you to get a good report. So anyway, with that said, let's put that on the back burner. Psst, it's sizzling. Whew. I want to hear from you. There's a little bit of news for you on Auto World, of course, each and every week, each and every hour, and it is all different, folks, each and every hour. And I do, again, say I want to thank you for joining me each and every hour of Auto World. And a little housekeeping, you can reach me with your comments about General Motors or your comments about anything, meaning with your Auto World. I know a lot of you've got and are concerned about, next hour we're going to do some more emails that I received this last week, and I'm receiving now live on Auto World, and we're going to get to those. But I just want to shout out to you and give you folks a high five. There it is, a high five for each and every one of you, because without you buying, maybe even selling, contacting each other about cars, why, where do you get your information? Where do you find a mechanic? Do you go over to your neighbor? Do you talk to your relative? Do you talk to your friend, your neighbor, how to find a good mechanic? How do you know? Where do you go to find a good car, to buy a new car? Are you going to, with the General Motors news, are you going to maybe grab a gas and diesel vehicle and buy one and put it in your stall, in your garage, or your carport, or wherever, before they say, we're not going to sell it to you anymore? Is that really going to happen? I mean, really. Honestly, the oil companies... Do you believe that this will chase the oil companies to be out of business one day? Yeah. And the carbon footprint, the exhaust coming out of the pipe. Now, hey, I'm all for being clean air. I really am. I do want clean air. I do want to be healthy. But at the same token, I do want, well, here's something I'll shout out there to you. Think about this. Okay, so an electric car, all electric. Electric vehicles, they are made of, and they do have, tires, plastic, fiberglass, steel, and paint on them, don't they? I believe they do. And those parts that I just mentioned, those pieces, those products, are they made, are the manufacturers and the vendors that are building the tires, the plastic, the fiberglass, the steel, and the paint, are they using oil to build those products? To put on the EV cars? See, again, there I am again, scratching my forehead and my head. Maybe you're scratching your forehead and your head now. Huh. There's a lot of parts and pieces to a car, isn't there? There is. And are they, well, are tires made of oil? And then you say, well, wait a minute. Mark just said he had four tires here at the greasy garage that he could send out to you as a trivia gift. And they're old junk ones. The belts are showing. There's metal in those tires. There's steel belts in those tires. But then those tires I send out to the recycle tire guy, I call him, okay? And he gets my junk tires after I sell a set of tires and mount and balance them on a customer's car and get them going down the road again. Put some new shoes on that horse, called a car, that truck. But I send those junk tires over to the recycle, and the recycle man says, okay, he does his thing. She does her thing, and they grind them up, let's say, and they sell them over there to somebody. There's a company involved, and where does those ground-up pieces of rubber go? Well, they go over to the football field, maybe, huh? Have you ever been and watched the gentlemen playing football on the football fields? We're getting close to that big game, of course, you know, and that big game, they decided and found out that the rubber tires that are made of, that have oil in them, are good chunks for the guys not to break their collarbones, and it's just better to bounce off rubber on a football field than it is to bounce off hard grass. So, hey, there, I just throwing that out there to you. Hey, look at that. It is time. What happened on this day in automotive history? January 1886, the automobile is patented. Yes, back in 1886, the automobile is patented on this day. Carl Benz applied for a German patent for his Benz patent motor wagon. He ultimately received a patent number, of course, for this vehicle, 37435, to make it official, which is widely regarded as the world's first purpose-built automobile. Benz, who first developed the stationary engines in his career, he literally decided to do his own design, and he did. And that was patented as an automobile back in that day. I actually have the little Franklin Mint model. I'm in the Greasy Garage right now, but in the Greasy Garage Studio Museum, we've got that in the little cabinet to show everybody. Benz, who first developed a stationary engine in his career, he used his own design, a 954cc single-cylinder four-stroke engine that weighed just about 220 pounds and produced three-quarters of a horsepower. Three-quarters, folks, not even one horsepower. Your push lawnmower that you just bought for $59.95 over there at the big box store, it has more than one horse, by the way, because it has a sticker on it that says five horse. Uh-huh, there it is. Thanks, Benz, for bringing it to us and putting a patent number on it called the automobile. Well, there it is. The garage door's coming down. Folks, I want to thank you for joining me and thank everybody that makes the show go on, of course, is, well, first and foremost, Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing managers. He's always keeping the lug nuts tight on the wagon here. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. And my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Drive on, motor on, and be safe, folks. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.